We made limited progress overnight in South Buffalo. It will be a slow go there, and we have a way to go there. We've continued to be hampered by snowfall. It continues to snow in South Buffalo, and now the rest of the city is getting hit with some lake effect. We have over 90 pieces of equipment out and operational in the city of Buffalo. Some, of course, are still in South Buffalo, probably about half of those pieces of equipment, and other equipment has been directed throughout the rest of the city. In South Buffalo, we are primarily hauling snow. We're not trying to push snow because there's nowhere to put it. We actually are using high lifts and dump trucks and hauling it out of South Buffalo.
Where are you putting all this snow? Where are you dumping it?
We've dumped a lot of snow in the central terminal area. Parts of the central terminal are owned by the city of Buffalo. In other instances, business owners have let us dump snow in lots. In some cases, for emergency purposes, we've had to dump snow on front lawns in South Buffalo, something that we don't like doing, but we wanted to make sure that we did not have a fatality and that we could respond to emergency situations. So we've gotten a lot of cooperation from the business community, businesses stepping up and allowing us to dump snow. And our major dump point has been the central terminal, parts of which are owned by the city of Buffalo.
Talk about the situation and how it remains very serious for South Buffalo, for its citizens that are probably stranded for more time in their homes again, for motorists that are trying to get in and out of that area.
You know, it's been a very serious situation for South Buffalo. Over 5 feet of snow has fallen in that part of the city. People are stranded in their homes. We have senior citizens who need medication, people who have surgery appointments that they have are having difficulty getting to. We had a baby delivered in a Buffalo firehouse last night. We have this morning babies that have special formula that they need. We're going to have to try to get that from another family member, deliver it by snowmobile. So we have some intense situations that we're dealing with in South Buffalo. Just want to commend the residents of that part of the community. For the most part, they have been very patient. They have heeded our warnings and instructions. They've stayed in the homes. They have stayed off the roads for the most part. So just want to thank the people in South Buffalo and other parts of the city and, of course, the region for their patience and cooperation. People have been great in the city of Buffalo, and we continue to do everything that we can to protect the health and safety of our residents.
Mayor, how will the National Guard be helpful in those situations, especially for these emergencies and in the snow removal?
Well, we have gotten additional snowmobiles from the National Guard, from the state. We want to thank Governor Andrew Cuomo for that. Those snowmobiles have been used in emergency medical response. They have been used in assisting stranded motorists, so that has been a huge help. We have one high lift now from the National Guard. We need more high lifts to come in. We have put that request into the governor's office and to the National Guard. We're hoping that more high lifts are on the way for the city of Buffalo. So those are the ways that they're helping us, and we certainly will accept any mutual aid, any assistance from the National Guard and the governor's office that we can get.
Well, Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, thank you so much for the storm updates.
Thank you, Eileen.